Wicca and Tarot Bundle, the starter kit for modern witches to learn herbal, candle, and crystal magic traditions. Discover real tarot card meanings, simple spreads, and exercises for seamless readings. Written by Sybil Wolf. Narrated by Sybil Wolf. Tarot for Beginners. The ultimate guide to real tarot card meanings, simple spreads, and intuitive exercises for seamless readings. Learn symbolism, history, secrets, intuition, and divination. Written by Sybil Wolf. Narrated by Sybil Wolf. Introduction. This little tome is the last book you'll ever need to read on the tarot. Yes, really. The tarot, a simple deck of cards emblazoned with occult symbols, promises to reveal what is hidden. We consult the cards in search of answers, a glimpse of what's to come in our lives. Each arcane image holds a message for us, should we be aware enough to recognize it and wise enough to heed it. And having picked up this book, you are well on your way to both wisdom and vision in spades. If you have ever wanted to practice tarot but felt intimidated by its complexities, if you have seen evidence of your own psychic abilities and long to unlock your intuition and dive deeper into these powers of yours, if what has always stopped you from mastering tarot is the drudge of memorization, then this book is for you. I have practiced tarot for more than 20 years and worked as a professional card reader. In my years of building a relationship with the deck, there have been many ups and downs, trials and tribulations, struggles and breakthroughs. I wrote this book because I feel called to share with you the simple truths about the tarot that I have learned through experience, to give you the keys you need to unlock tarot mastery without struggling as I did. In these pages, I've passed to you everything I know about giving an effective and authentic tarot reading in clear language, busting a number of myths you may have heard along the way. If you follow along with me, you'll learn how to recognize the symbolic images in the cards and use these clues to feed your intuition. You'll practice trusting your gut when interpreting the cards so that you never have to memorize another card's meaning again. And when you stop reaching for the guidebook, insightful, powerful readings will flow naturally. I've pulled a card for you, dear reader. It is the High Priestess. She has much to teach you if you follow her into the depths of your own consciousness. So, come along with us. Chapter 1. Demystifying the Tarot. Of the many methods of divination, the tarot is perhaps the most quintessential and the most misunderstood. The cards are often featured in popular culture, typically in the hands of an antagonistic witch or gypsy, feared and respected for her clairvoyant powers. She pulls death from her deck, and the protagonist gasps in horror. With their ornate, symbolic artwork and promise of the future revealed, the cards fascinate and terrify in equal measure. In recent years, public opinion of tarot has shifted. What was once considered heretical black magic is regarded more and more as a means for spiritual growth. Even still, the truth of the tarot remains obscured, intentionally, oftentimes, by tarot practitioners, and it is from this sense of the unknown that fear springs. The essential first step in learning to read the cards is understanding what they are and how they work. So let's pull back the shroud. Tarot 101. The tarot is a deck of 78 cards, four suits of 14 cards, analogous to the suits of today's familiar playing cards, and 22 trump cards. When used for divinatory purposes, the cards are shuffled, chosen, and arranged in what practitioners call a spread. A tarot reader
Sample complete. Ready to continue?